Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. Last month, the Lord gave me two messages concerning the persecutions that are coming, and I did. That's my latest video. If you haven't already watched it, I'll have the link down below for you. And during that time, the Lord also was speaking to me about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because during this time of persecution, there's also going to be a great outpouring of God's Spirit during this time upon His people. And this is going to also include the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about being baptized with water now. I'm talking about something different, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord laid this on my heart so heavily in the last week that I went ahead and did some research of my own in the scriptures, and I wrote a short article concerning the baptism of the Holy Spirit and what the Bible has to say about it, especially in the book of Acts. You know, this baptism of the Holy Spirit, it is an anointing power that will come upon a believer. And it's going to be something that will help us with our walk with the Lord. It helps us also to minister to others. It brings the gifts of the Holy Spirit, not just the gifts of tongue, but also other gifts as well. So I believe this is an important subject for the times that we are in. You know, many Christians don't fully understand this concept. Some are even kind of maybe a little scared of it because it's something unknown, it's something supernatural, and many don't even think it's biblical. But I want to assure you that it is real and it is biblical, because that's the experience that I have found in my own life. I was a Christian for many, many years before I had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That didn't mean I didn't have the Holy Spirit, because when you become a Christian, you do get sealed with the Holy Spirit. But this is a special anointing that I'm talking about. So I have a message that I want to go ahead and read to you. It's a very short message. But when the Lord gave me the messages about persecution, He also gave me this one thing about the baptism. So I want to go ahead and read this to you. I will have a link to all of what I'm talking about down below. They will be in my blog. And please go check them out. And please go check out the scriptures that I put in there as well. All right, so here is the message that I got. My people are sleepy, and some are even comatose. Just like the unsaved, they go on with their daily lives, not understanding the times that they are in. This is the time for them to come ever so close to me in fasting, prayer, repentance, and worship. This is the time they should be drawing near on bended knee. This is the time they should go to the next level spiritually and seek the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Seek my power from above, and it shall come. Labor for it and desire it with all your heart. It comes with sincerity and prayer. It comes with the laying of hands. It comes to those who are awake and looking for it. It is a hidden treasure found through the work of the Holy Spirit. Repent and be baptized in my Spirit. This is the beginning of walking in my power. I will bring fire down from heaven, and revival will come upon my church. This will be during times of persecution. Persecution only strengthens the body of my church, and it will be the fuel to the coming fires. And that was the end of this part of the message that the Lord gave me concerning the Holy Spirit. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for coming and listening to what the Lord has been showing me. I'm so grateful that I'm able to share this with you. And if you do have any questions at all, I have a contact link down below. Please feel free to write me, and I'll do my best to answer any questions that you might have to the best of what the Lord has already shown me. Thank you again. Shalom.